Thursday night's conversation is titled, "The Era of Megafires, Will Summit County Be Next?" Last year, the country watched as massive wildfires raged throughout the West, with particularly devastating fires affecting communities in California. Park City Fire District Fire Marshal Mike Owens explains the danger of this year's season.
We are getting to the point where it could be a big problem. We know that, like you said, those grasses, they didn't get pushed down, and so our fuels, we have more fuels than we normally would expect. This is why we are going to depend on the citizens here so much, because we can't, our firefighters are incredible. We can get out there, we can put those fires out, those ground fires that start in the grass, we'll get out there and we'll hit those things with everything we have. If they burn too fast, or if they get in the trees too fast, then that's where we will start to see problems. So you say critical mass, we are going to be pretty close to that point. Fireworks have been restricted by the state legislature already. We may see greater restrictions there. Campfires, if you have fire pits in around your home, make sure you are using those spark arresters on them. Smoking on the trails, not the greatest idea out there. We've had a fire already in town from that one a couple years ago.
Winter conditions set up Summit in Wasatch County for a longer than average fire season this year. In early February, firefighters extinguished a fire near Wanship that was caused by fireworks.
We did have a wildland fire out by Wanship that was controlled in a pretty good amount of time, and it is surprising to see fires happen this early in the year. This year, we are expecting an earlier season than normal, and it will probably go a little later than normal as well. This is going to be a tough season, and we will really depend on the citizens of our area here to do their part. It's very important. We have programs in place that will help them to help themselves.
Owens emphasizes the role that the public plays in preventing wildfires.
So there's a funny, talk to sociologists, there's a funny theory that applies to humans, and it won't happen to me. I won't be the cause of the problem. I'm going to go ahead and do this, or I've done this for this many number of years, and it's never been a problem. And you're right. When fireworks are banned, or fire pits are banned, open burns aren't allowed, there's reasons for that, whether it be a weather reason, such as the winds. We may see winds coming in that are a little higher than normal, or the ground is a little drier than we expect it to be. We don't look at what's happening today, tomorrow, and the next day. We look at what's happening months down the line.
Thursday night's conversation will feature a presentation with panel discussion followed by audience Q&A. Members of the panel include Bryce Boyer, Summit County Fire Marshal; Chris Crowley of Summit County Emergency Preparedness; Darren McAvoy, Assistant Professor of Wildland Resources at USU; John Blazard, local sawmill operator; Daniel Arugue, a district ranger; Ryan Torsicolo of Wasatch Arborist; and Mike Owens. The event will be moderated by Summit County Council member Glenn Wright. Wright explains the far-reaching effects of a potential fire in the area.
It's a problem that can affect everybody. The Weber Basin watershed supplies water to 600,000 people. A Brian Head-type fire in the Summit County part of the National Forest could have a devastating impact on the water supply for 400,000 to 600,000 people. I think we're going to have to do some lobbying with state, with Congress, to get more money for forest health, clearing out the deadfall and the ladder fuels in the forest is a big issue for forest management. It's not going to be a simple process. We certainly don't have the money in Summit County's budget to supplement the Forest Service.
The conversation will take place Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m. at St. Luke's Church in Snyderville. The event will be broadcast live on KPCW. I'm David Boyle.